With us now is Al Smith, and he is the founder and director of the Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen Mission Society of Canada and editor of the best-selling book, Cries of Jesus from the Cross, a Fulton Sheen anthology. Thank you for being with us today, Mr. Smith.
You know, we're going to be talking about one of our favorite subjects, and that's, of course, the writings of Archbishop Fulton J. Sheen. And so he wrote 66 books, and there's always something to talk about. And I know you've been reading a re-release of one of his books from 1941, A Declaration of Dependence.
It almost seems, you know, many of his books seem kind of prescient or prophetic in the sense that when he usually writes it, it's because it's a topic that the world is facing, and he always brings into it the wisdom of Western civilization, the wisdom of Christ, the wisdom of the church to kind of help face this issue. And, of course, 1941 was a very pivotal time in this country. It was this country was on the verge of entering the Second World War.
Yes, and again, Fulton Sheen took to the airwaves to counsel, provide people with a sense of understanding of why this war, what is the reason why we got into it, how can we get out of it, and he gets us to kind of look into our own souls and has that conversation to say, we want to finger point because that's what we love to do. We like to point at others, but we have to look inside our own souls, too, to kind of understand the big picture. So, again, he was that voice of reason that took to the airwaves every week with his Catholic Hour radio recordings. And, of course, he would put them into, a pamphlet form and then, of course, book form. And we've been able to re-release many of these homilies that he gave from his Catholic Hour recordings.
I know, and looking at some of this, I haven't had a chance to look through the whole book because I only have the PDF copy of it. But one of the things I was curious, of course, this was in 1941, and he talks about militarism and pacifism, what we're fighting for, war as a judgment of God. I remember, at this time, of course, the United States was also still being very isolationist, and they don't want to get involved in world issues because, you know, the United States being a continent unto itself in many ways, it appears. Why get involved in this? Was behind some of these writings also as a declaration of dependence that Europe is depending on us possibly to get into this war?
Well, I think the title of the book, Declaration of Dependence, was really Fulton Sheen saying, if you look at our foundations, you look at what the Founding Fathers wanted for us as Americans, was that we needed to be dependent on God. And if we get that right, then everything else will fall into place. Yes, there's this whole idea, do we depend on Europe or do they depend on us? A lot of times we think of NATO today and who's coming to help each other. But at the end of the day, I think Fulton Sheen wanted to put God front and center and to say the Declaration of Independence is really a declaration of dependence on God. And many of the presidents have spoke of that over the history of this great country. And so, again, put God first. I think that's when you read Fulton Sheen's writings, he's always bringing us back to God and setting a priority, I like to say.
Oh, I would agree with that. And definitely it's clear when I preach on the day of Independence, July the 4th, I always talk about dependence on God and how God always will guide his people if we're faithful to him. And I was just curious about that because I know he was also a very staunch opponent to communism. And because I don't think Bishop Sheen was a politician. I don't think he was focusing on politics. Don't get me wrong. But I do wonder if in his writings, again, he's leading us to recognize that we depend on God and we depend on each other. And if we're being faced with militarists or, opponents, then there's a call for action.
Right. And I think what Fulton Sheen was doing, even in the early 30s and even before the war, he was releasing pamphlets on the topic of communism. He would send out little booklets called The Liberty Under Communism, The Tactics of Communism. And he just wanted to alert America that communism has been tried, and every time it tries, it fails. But again, it involves giving up not just your body, your possessions, but they also want to take your soul. And so, again, always warning about that. But I think what Fulton Sheen does in this 1941 book is that he kind of relates to us what atheism is. You know, this book talks about a number of isms, but he talks about the revolutionary tempo and how it's got three characteristics, that it's rational, it's violent, and it's atheistic. And this is what we're seeing today so much in America in the year 2022. This atheism is not so much, I don't believe in God, but rather I want to attack God and to attack his representatives. And so this is kind of a very violent form of atheism that we're seeing today. And again, Fulton Sheen gives a few moments in history where he'll talk about where in Spain they used to break into the churches and say, we want to destroy the Eucharist, which that bread that you call God, it was that they know it's God. They just want to destroy it. And this is very much the spirit that's still going on today.
Very much so.
And I think this is where, yeah, it's very refreshing to read this. I think you read this book and you say, I know he wrote this in 1941, but I think he's writing to the year 2022 because all of it applies.
Well, especially because, you know, the revolutionary tempo, oftentimes we think of the French Revolution, which was right after the American Revolution, and our founders put God into our understanding, whereas the French remove God, and then the communists remove God. I think that his looking at the founding of saying that we are established by God is one of the things that's really been a guide for our country. And as we see now, 80 years later, we're wanting to abandon God, and with it, we're abandoning our civilization.
Yes. And I think Fulton Sheen doesn't mince words. He'll be a little bit rhetorical sometimes. There's a chapter called War and the Shattering of Illusions.
Right.
And he'll kind of say to people, you know, where's your God of progress right now? Where's that God of science that you put so much trust in? How's that working for you? And again, he wasn't afraid to say, let's not pretend to be a Christian nation. 60%, even higher, aren't even going to church. We're not putting our kids into parochial schools. And he'd even ask the Protestants and the Jews to say, are you going to church? Are you going to your synagogue? Let's be honest. We're not really a Christian nation. We're more neutral, if anything. And so he wasn't afraid to kind of call us out, call out our behaviors and say, you know, can we really point the finger at Hitler and Mussolini and Stalin when we have to kind of look and say we're breaking God's laws ourselves? We're divorcing our wives and husbands and walking away from our marriage vows. So if Hitler can take over a country, what's to say you walking away from your promise before God is any worse? So I think this is the idea. Fulton Sheen was just saying, let's have an honest conversation here. Yes, he wanted America to win the war, but win it for the right reasons. And that was a return to God.
Well, we're speaking today with Al Smith, the founder of the Archbishop Fulton Sheen Mission Society, about a new book published by, I think it's Sophia Institute Press, on the book, The Declaration of Dependence. Thank you so much, Mr. Smith, because it is a very, very appropriate book today. It'll answer a lot of questions for people. Where can people get a copy of it or find out more about the Mission Society?
Yeah, people can get a copy of the book from SophiaInstitute.com. That's their website, SophiaInstitute.com. And I have another book that's being released today called War and Peace, and it's Sheen's writings during the war years. And so it's a nice complement to the book, A Declaration of Dependence. But again, SophiaInstitute.com is the place to find not just these two books, but many other great titles. And I can be found on my website at BishopSheenToday.com, because everybody, we need Bishop Sheen today. So, again, that's where you can find me.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today, Mr. Al Smith. It's been a pleasure talking with you. We'll put all that information up on our show notes at SacredHeartRadio.com.